To Libya now, where there have been grave concerns over money that ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi allegedly looted from the treasury. But a lot of wealth is now frozen in foreign accounts. And as NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, billions of dollars in gold and cash that were in Libya's central bank are still there, thanks to some very stubborn and creative bankers.
The big question is, where's the money? Many people assume that Gaddafi, his family members, and top associates took a lot with them as they retreated into a few remaining strongholds, either to continue the fight or to ease their exile in friendly countries. The speculation ran amok with recent reports that a convoy of more than 200 Libyan military vehicles had crossed the border into neighboring Niger. For a brief time, there was talk of desperate men barreling across the Sahara Desert, guarding a dictator's ransom in cash and gold. That cinematic vision fizzled, though, when the government of Niger announced that only a few vehicles had entered the country, mostly with lower-level military men and officials who are now being held under house arrest. Instead, the new head of Libya's central bank, Gassem Azzouz, said the government's assets remained in its vaults, despite pressure from Gaddafi loyalists who tried to get their hands on it as the rebels moved closer to Tripoli. He spoke through a translator.
The banking sector has done quite well and is doing quite well and is stable and sound through the great efforts of people working in the Central Bank of Libya and the various banks.
Azzouz told reporters that the Gaddafi regime had sold off about 20% of Libya's gold reserves, around 29 tons, in a last-ditch measure to pay the salaries of soldiers and government workers. But, he said, the bankers don't believe that money was stolen. Arif Ali Nayad, who's part of the Transitional National Council stabilization team, says Gaddafi supporters did put heavy pressure on the central bankers to release gold and cash for more dubious reasons. He says the bank employees put up all sorts of resistance.
From not showing up to actually delaying processes to pretending not to have the keys to pretending not to have the passwords in order to block transactions that were detrimental to the Libyan people.
The Libyan government's wealth overseas was frozen by international sanctions aimed at the Gaddafi regime, and that money is slowly beginning to trickle back into the country. Mazen Ramadan is the director of the Temporary Financial Mechanism, a group set up to see that assets coming back to Libya are wisely spent during the transition to an elected government. Just now, his group is coping with how to spend about $400 million in Libyan government money that was unfrozen by the United States. That money comes with strings attached. Ramadan says it must be spent on United Nations humanitarian programs to help Libyans recover from the war.
With the UN, it's always two things. From the Iraqi experience, again, the oil for food program, corruption, that's always a question mark. And the other part is the overhead. It seems like the UN can't do anything without really large overhead.
Ramadan says he's negotiating with UN officials to assure that the money is really spent where the Libyans think it's most needed. As to the billions of dollars worth of Libyan assets that are still frozen abroad, Ramadan thinks it could be years before that money is available. He points out that money frozen during the regime of Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos is tied up in litigation 25 years after that strongman was ousted. Meanwhile, there's still speculation that a lot of money from the Gaddafi regime was squirreled away where his cronies could get their hands on it. Again, Arif Ali Nayad.
As a matter of fact, they had vast wealth that didn't enter the banking system in the first place.
And where that wealth is now is anyone's guess. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Tripoli.